With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. has struck Islamic State targets in Nigeria.
In a social media post, President Trump says that the U.S. has launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria, calling the group ISIS scum. Last month, Trump says he ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following claims of Christian persecution.
The State Department then announced in recent weeks that it would restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. The U.S. recently designated Nigeria as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Istanbul police have launched simultaneous raids at 124 locations, detaining over 100 suspected members of the militant Islamic State group. The raids took place on Thursday. The suspects were allegedly planning attacks against Christmas and New Year's celebrations. The militant group had issued a call for action against non-Muslims during these celebrations. In his Christmas Day message broadcast from Westminster Abbey in London, King Charles III reflected on peace, reconciliation, and the shared journey of humanity.
Of course, the greatest pilgrimage of all is the journey we celebrate today. The story of the one who came down to earth from heaven, whose shelter was a stable, and who shared his life with the poor and lowly. It was a pilgrimage with a purpose, heralded by angels, that there should be peace on earth.
The speech, which concluded with a Christmas carol sung by a Ukrainian choir, comes as European leaders rally support for Ukraine. This is SRN News. A look at America's religiously unaffiliated.
The Pew Research Center has been asking the 29% of America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular faith how they were raised. And the report finds about two-thirds of them were raised in some kind of religious tradition, mostly Protestant Christianity. Only one-third were raised by parents who were religiously unaffiliated. That means a lot of these people had some experience with faith early in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Homeschooling continues to grow in this country. Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report by Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. This is SRN News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced plans for a National Bravery Award to recognize civilians and first responders who confronted the worst of evil during this month's anti-Semitic terrorist attack at Bondi Beach near Sydney that left 15 people dead.
This Christmas is a different one because of the terrorist attack motivated by ISIS and anti-Semitism that we saw just 11 days ago. But at the same time as we've seen the worst of evil and the worst of humanity, we have seen the best of humanity. The bravery and kindness and compassion and commitment to fellow Australians that we saw from those who rushed to danger.
Audio courtesy the BBC. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.